A computer built to mimic the brain's neural networks produces similar results to that of the best brain simulation supercomputer software currently used for neural signaling research. Tested for accuracy, speed, and energy efficiency, this custom-built computer named Spinnaker has the potential to overcome the speed and power consumption problems of conventional supercomputers. Spinnaker can support detailed biological models of the cortex, the outer layer of the brain that receives and processes information from the senses, delivering results very similar to those from an equivalent supercomputer software simulation. The ability to run large-scale detailed neural networks quickly and at low power consumption will advance robotics research and facilitate studies on learning and brain disorders. The human brain is extremely complex, comprising 100 billion interconnected brain cells. Individual neurons and their components behave and communicate with each other and on the larger scale, which areas of the brain are used for sensory perception, action, and cognition. However, people know less about the translation of neural activity into behavior, such as turning thought into muscle movement. Supercomputer software has helped by simulating the exchange of signals between neurons, but even the best software run on the fastest supercomputers to date can only simulate 1% of the human brain. It is presently unclear which computer architecture is best suited to study whole brain networks efficiently. Today's supercomputers require several minutes to simulate 1 second of real time, so studies on processes like learning, which take hours and days in real time, are currently out of reach. 1. What is the custom-built computer called? A. Spinnaker. B. Spinnaker. C. Spiaker. D. Spiker. 2. What following sentence is not true about the custom-built computer? A. It can be used to test energy efficiency. B. It can overcome the speed conventional supercomputers. C. It can test the potential of other supercomputers. D. It can overcome the power consumption problems of other supercomputers. 3. What is the function of cortex? A. The outer layer of the brain. B. Receive the arising information. C. Deliver special results. D. Process information from the senses. 4. Why can Spinnaker advance robotics research? A. It has ability to run the big power consumption. B. It can run neural networks at low power consumption. C. It can facilitate studies on the brain. D. It has ability to process information from the senses. 5. How many interconnected brain cells are there in the human brain? A. 1 million B. 100 billion C. 10 trillion D. 1,006. What following sentence is correct about the human brain? A. Individual neurons communicate with their components in small scale. B. Individual neurons and their components can behave with each other. C. People know all about the translation of neural activity. D. The brain is only used for sensory perception and action. 7. What does the word simulating refer? A. Stimulating B. Making a copy C. Fixing D. Interrupting 8. What percentage can the fastest supercomputers simulate the human brain? A. 1% B. 5% C. 10% D. 50% 9. How long do the supercomputers simulate ones of real time? A. 1 minute B. A couple of minutes C. Several seconds D. 1 second 10. Currently, the scientists found out the best suited computer architecture to study the brain. A. True B. False C. Not give.